holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach on Hollywood. I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson. I'm in a New York state of mind. Ooh. I watched Billy Joel at Wembley Stadium a few years ago. Oh, and Wembley, I guess, like any stadium, is not the best place to watch someone because you can't see them. You're paying to be just in the stadium, in the same stadium as someone on you. You know? The whole thing is ludicrous. But of course, there are some magical moments and some not so magical moments. So this concert was in the summer, and the pitch of the stadium was all standing people. So every time he played a song that wasn't one of the hits, I watched from the back of the stands as virtually the whole of the standing area just filed off. They just fucked off to get a beer and a hot dog or have a piss. And I thought, this has to be something more than needing a hot dog or a piss. You know, if these people were at a theatre or a, you know, it's just, they wouldn't go for a hot dog or a piss, would they? It's, there wouldn't be a mass exodus, would there, between songs, even if it was like Saturday Night Fever, where in between the songs it is boring. You know, like, I don't give a fuck, mate. Just play another Bee Gees. Banger. Anyway, hardly anyone gave a fuck about the Billy Joel back catalogue. They just wanted to hear this one, New York State of Mind, and one or two others. And I just thought, what chance do we have as creatives? What chance do we have if even Billy Joel, the audience would rather fuck off for a hot dog than hear his genius back catalogue? What chance do we have? Oh, it's the River of Dreams. Let's run back from our piss. Because that's a hit, even though it was slightly annoying, in my opinion. But even when he plays it, I'm not going to fuck off for a hot dog or a piss, because it's... Billy Joel should be revered, in my opinion. He's one of the greatest artists of our generation. Anyway, apropos of nothing, I'm doing lots of hour shows at the moment. 1 hour. If you arrive late, there's no excuse. But if you leave after 35 minutes, as someone did the other day, saying they were going to the toilet, and then come back after about 3-4 minutes with a beer, then you are disgusting, and I hate you so much. Thank you. I'm the Billy Joel of comedy. He's the piano man. I'm the laughter man. I make you laugh, I make you think, I make you cry. I make your heart soar with joy. But no. No. I apparently also make you piss and make you thirsty after 35 minutes, even though you're an adult. It's an hour. 1 hour, goddammit. 1 hour. Just like Billy Joel, no, you're in the presence of a genius, a legend, and stay in the room. Stay in the room. What's my reason? What's my reason for you to stay in the room? No. I don't have any reasons. I left them all behind. I actually do have a reason. You're an adult. That's the reason. You're a fucking adult. Anyway. I'm in a New York state of mind. Ooh. Lots of love. Now you can go for your hot dog or a piss.